Bones. Reach down and feel the front of your lower leg below your knee. That hard ridge you can feel right under the skin is a bone. Your bones are the hard frame inside you that holds you up and gives your body its shape. Without them, you'd be a floppy heap on the floor. It's easy to think bones are dead and dry like a stick, but your bones are alive. They have blood flowing through them, they can feel pain, and they are slowly being rebuilt your whole life. Right now, inside your bones, your body is taking away old bone and laying down fresh bone a little at a time, over and over. What is that fresh bone made of? A big part of it is a hard white mineral called calcium, the stuff that makes bone stiff instead of bendy. But your body can't make calcium out of nothing. It has to get it from your food. Milk is full of calcium, and so are cheese, yogurt, and green leafy vegetables. When you eat them, your body carries the calcium off to your bones and uses it to build them and keep them hard. So a glass of milk is really sending your bones the very stuff they're built from. That's why a broken bone can heal. If you crack a bone, your body rushes to the break and grows new bone across the gap, gluing the two pieces back into one. At first, that fresh patch is lumpy and not as strong as the rest, so your body spends the next months slowly reshaping it, smoothing it down and building it up until it works just like it did before. A broken stick can't do any of that. A broken bone can because it's alive. A bird's bones are built for a problem you don't have, getting up into the air. A bird needs to be light enough to fly, so many of its bones aren't solid. They're hollow, like a drinking straw with thin walls and empty space in the middle. A hollow bone is still strong, but it weighs much less than a solid one. A bird's feathers can weigh more than its whole skeleton. So your bones aren't dead scaffolding. They're as alive as any other part of you, and at work inside you right now.